welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And today we are doing another, I guess you could call it a part two of the about our very first episode, the About Us episode. We're just going to answer some random questions because the episode that we want to do has been delayed because we've been busy.
We cooking it up.
Yeah. So we had to push that back. And we wanted something chill today. So, just to get us started, we mentioned potentially going on a hike with a friend in the, About Fall episode. And, we went on that hike on Friday. Now I hesitate to call it a hike because it literally was just,
a little nature walk.
You walked like a relatively short trail and it landed on a beach. It ended up on a beach. It was really nice. The weather was perfect. There was nobody around for real. We maybe saw like six people in total and they were like spread out. So it was real cool. We saw a lot of little crabs. We saw some pelicans. It was just
these really cool like dead tree stumps lining the shore that I was like, you're the moment. And I wanted to take some cool photography. So I did. And probably will put a couple of my favorites on screen because they were very artsy. I was very proud.
There was this one little piece of coral. Was it?
Would you say that's shell? Coral? Yeah. With like coral growing off of it, with like barnacles and stuff. That looks so cool.
It looks so cool. And we set it somewhere so that we can come back for it later. And we shouldn't have done that. We should have just carried it with us.
We forgot. Yeah. And then we didn't remember until we were basically back to like the opening of the trail. So it was like, how are we going to walk all the way back trying to find this thing? It could have been swept away by the water. Yeah. Like,
we should have bought a bag, basically. I was not prepared because we also had like pockets full of rocks and like shells and stuff that we just weren't prepared.
I had pockets full of rocks.
Yeah, I didn't have pockets. So I was either holding mine or I stuck a couple in my bag, but I just didn't have I wasn't prepared. But it was a great time. It was fun. And then also, we are filming this on... We're filming this on election day. So on November the 1st at my job, they started playing Christmas music. And I'm like, I don't remember how early they started playing it last year, but this just is wrong. And another coworker said it is a little bit earlier than last time. But luckily, it's mixed in with our regular playlist anyway. So it's not full-fledged yet. But I'm like, bruh, Christmas is my favorite holiday. But can we please wait till Black Friday to like get in the swing of things?
We pre-gaming.
It's crazy. But I mean, that's retail for you. Yeah. They know that Christmas is just a capitalist holiday and that they start putting out the merchandise.
Yeah, but if they can start selling it really early, then they're just going to play the music really early.
Yeah, get everybody in the mood to buy these Christmas decorations we got. But yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, what do you have?
My little story tidbit. I've been working on this embroidered piece for like on and off for like a month now, probably a little longer than that, but it will be like days on end where I just didn't touch it. So collectively, I actually don't know how long I've been working on it. I should have kept better track of it just because. But it's this house that I once took a picture of that was just super pretty. Me and my friends call it the fairy cottage because it was just giving fairy tale house dropped in the middle of a city. And I wanted to practice more elaborate embroidered pieces instead of just doing like cute flowers. So I was like, you know, let's just do this entire scene, and it's actually almost done and I'm really happy. Like, it's fun, but I kind of want to start a new thing. So I'm like, literally I just have grass and the grass is taking me out. But it's almost done and I'm going to be like, it's over. I feel accomplished. Jumps right into another piece. Probably a more complicated piece, but yeah, once this episode comes out, I don't know, maybe I'll be done. If I'm done with it, I'll put a little picture of it. I kind of doubt it though, but
maybe you can use this.
Maybe I can use this motivation to just finally crack it out. It's like, it's really not that much left to do. It's just time consuming because I have to use like one or two threads at most and not like the whole embroidered thread bundle of like six threads. So it takes a while to cover an area with just one singular thread, but I have to because it's for the detail. And then my second thing is my fidget friend of the episode is another lizard. I don't remember what episode I had the first one.
Me neither.
We'll find it. But I mentioned I had like a small little lizard family of like squishy, stretchy lizard toys that I just acquired over the years. And I named them all with the word Liz in it just because I wanted to keep it going. I think this one's name is Lizardo because it was from like Leonardo. My first lizard that I had in the other episode was my very first one I owned. And I just called her Liz. Like, her name is just Liz. And this is Lizardo, the older brother. So.
I'm impressed you remember.
And there's a few that I think I forgot. So I might just come up with a new one. But I think I had like two boys and like three girls. And I will just be sprinkling them throughout the next few episodes. Because lizard family. Also, I probably will put a note in the actual episode, but while you were telling your story, I was messing with him and I realized he is tearing at multiple points. Oh. He's like he scored right now. And because I was messing with his tail and it ripped, and I was like, oh no. So
he deteriorated.
Oh my god, like he's almost dismembered. So I'm gonna be doing this.
You need to put him in a retirement home for real after this.
Yeah. It's no because more I've fidgeting. Had it for like a long time. So he's just aged. So I feel really sad. I'm so sorry. So sorry, bro. I'm just going to just squeeze you and not pull you because you're going to be destroyed. Anyway.
Yeah. So, so yeah.
No animal cruelty in this episode. I promise.
Yeah. Or else we're going to get canceled. Oh, and no. I mean,
PETA, please.
PETA.
Anyway.
Yep. So, we're going to get into these questions. It's actually the same list that we had in the first episode. It's just there were so many
questions in that episode. We literally only did a handful.
So. Yeah, we took out the ones that we already had asked in the first one. And
We're probably going to use this same list for like ever.
Until we get through it, maybe.
Yeah, or we get to the questions we just are like not psyched to do and we just find a different list.
I agree. All right, so you want to rock, paper, scissors to go first? It's not that deep.
You can start.
Okay, I'm going to start with this one because I was low-key thinking about one. It's not low-key. I was thinking about this the other day. And I even started a note on my phone because I was like, let me try to brain dump all these things. So first question is there an anxious compulsion you do every day?
I knew it because I skimmed it and I saw that one. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to ask that one. I knew this was going to be mentioned. Okay, anxious compulsion you do every day. Okay. Ooh, define anxious compulsion.
I mean, something that you can't help to, like, it's not even a conscious thing that you do when you're feeling anxious, I guess.
That's like all the time.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm trying to separate just my habits from like anxious habits. And I think a lot of them overlap. So, okay, the first thing I thought of, which I guess might apply, the reason why I have a fidget friend every episode, or part of the reason, is because if I don't have something to do with my hands, then my entire body feels off kilter. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's a grounding thing.
Yes, and like my body feels like weird. And I think I noticed it in high school. Like, I was more aware of it in high school that my arms, if I'm not holding anything and I'm like walking in a hallway or just out and about, if I'm not holding anything, my arms automatically go up like this. Like, I kind of like either hold it like this or like hold my hands together like this. I always have to like put it to myself to like feel it, because otherwise it feels like floaty or weird. And I'm like, I need my hands to grasp onto something so that I'm like grounded in reality or something.
You need an examination.
I really don't know what it is, but an anxious compulsion I do is like either squeeze at myself or onto things, which is why I have like the cute little axolotl, or there's a bag I have with tassels that you can clip on and off. And like today, moved it from like the back of my bag to the front so that I can mess with it, because otherwise I was just gripping my purse strap and I was like, I feel like I look weird doing this, and I got hyper aware of it. So I was like, let me just like, you know, fiddle with this, make it look less conspicuous. But that's something I do whether or not I'm like in a setting I don't want to be in. it just happens. Like, I just do it. Like, if I'm just sitting there watching a video or like I'm drawing or whatever, I'm always like gripping at something or tugging at something.
I think that's...
And it gets worse or like more, I don't know, if I'm nervous about something. So maybe that counts.
Yeah. I don't know if any, I don't know if any of my compulsions are really based in anxiety. Like, obviously, when I'm somewhere and I don't know what to do with my hands and I don't want to speak to anybody, but I don't want to like put my face in my phone, because that's like,
yeah.
I don't want to be that person that's just like walking with my phone and that's just me because I'm being avoidant. So when I don't know what to do with my hands, I usually have this bracelet on, or I have a red one as well. So yep. I tend to like just move it around. And then also I always have a ring on, and I fidget with my ring a lot, and I fidget with my earrings a lot. Just when I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't think it's really an anxious thing, but I guess when I am anxious, yeah, I just fidget with things that are on me. If I'm not using my phone as a crutch. But that's not quite my answer. My answer for this, because I want to put one that was on the list. A compulsion that I have is whenever I'm scrolling on like Facebook, if I've been scrolling for like a good few minutes, just like liking posts, or if there's a post from someone I don't talk to often and I read their comments, I always get, I don't want to say anxious. I get concerned that I might have liked a comment and like in the midst of my lurking, and I don't want to be found out. So it feels like a compulsion. It may just be a habit. I'm not really clear on the differences. I don't want to like I want to be correct here, but I'm considering it a compulsion because I feel it makes me anxious if I don't do it. But anyway, I always go to my activity log after I'm done scrolling for a while and see what my activity log has said I've been doing in the last few minutes. So like, if I see a post that has been liked that I know I didn't like, I'm like, oops. That has not happened though so far, but yeah, it's a compulsion to go check my activity log after I've been scrolling for a while to make sure I didn't accidentally like anything that I was lurking on.
Glad you brought up I already forgot. Oh, it was in my head. It was the thing you said right before this. And maybe it was a hand fidgeting thing.
Fidgeting with my bracelet, fidgeting with my ring.
Yeah, I remember there, and you already know this, but I have this note in my phone called About Me. And it stemmed from not being able to like immediately recall very basic things about myself. If someone were to ask an icebreaker, like, what's your favorite hobby? Or like, what do you like? Blah, 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 blah. What's your favorite food? Like just stuff like that. And I'm just like, I don't know myself. Like, who am I? And I just got so overly aware of that at some point in the past. So I literally went and found this like character design sheet with literally everything. It has like gender, age, it has hair length, it has eye shape, all that random stuff. Some of them I didn't type stuff for, but others I was like, eye shape, what is my eye shape? And then I just went in this whole research thing. But basically I've been updating this every like year or two because it's actually really useful for me to remember like very specific things about myself that I might not be able to recall in a moment. So there was a section called habit/idiosyncrasy/quirks. And I was like, I don't really know what I do on a regular because I don't pay attention to it. So I started to amass it over time. So a couple that would fit this category probably is I sniffle or rub my nose when I don't know what to say or I'm feeling awkward. And I think
that's so anime character.
Like literally I would just like, it's not always at the same time. It's like one or the other, but I would just like go like this if I'm like, I don't know how to contribute to this conversation. Scratch, scratch. It's not a conscious thing, but I think at one point I did notice I did it like twice in a minute. And I was like, why am I rubbing my nose? It's not itchy. I just do it. Or the sniffle thing is just so unnecessary. Like my nose isn't itchy. Like I don't have to like get rid of a feeling. I just do it to do it, to like fill the silence, I guess. So that's one thing. And then I also have sips from an available drink often when I'm feeling awkward.
Yes. Oh like, my God.
If I have a water bottle in front of me, and actually it's not even just when I'm feeling awkward, it just gets more frequent when I'm feeling awkward, but literally anytime I'm just sitting and chatting with friends or like I'm doing something and there's a cup in my direct line of vision, I will just drink it. Like I'm not even thirsty. I just pick it up and I sip at it. And I'm like, okay, puts it down, does something else, picks it up, sip it. And
now
I'm
that like, that's out in the open, you need to really be careful when you're around people, because they might be like, I'm going to put a bottle of ketchup near her and she's going to drink ketchup. Or like,
okay, well, I'll know that I'm picking up a bottle versus...
Okay, or they just swap your cup out with a cup of ketchup.
Oh, nah. See, well, the thing is, I'm very hyper aware of like other people's actions around me. It depends on the scenario. If I'm like chilling at a friend's house or something, probably not.
But your
if
I'm guard like, is more down.
So. Yeah, but if I'm in like another setting, I kind of just am like always... anyway, so I feel like that wouldn't really be successful for the other party. But yeah, the sipping water thing, I probably have done it so many times on this podcast, like whether or not I was actually thirsty, I just pick the cup up and while you're talking I'm just like,
yeah,
like I literally just did it like 30 seconds ago, like why am I drinking again, like thirsty off. But yeah, that's another thing. This note is so useful though,
like, I need to do
I feel
that.
Silly talking about it because like I feel like normal people would just remember these things.
Yeah,
about
like if you don't know yourself, then like
what's a pet peeve you have? And I'm like, ooh, I don't actually know because I only really know when it happens, and I just never remember.
I struggle to reflect, I guess.
And my problem is I reflect so much, but I still don't know. I reflected to make this note. Like that's how. This is my second brain.
Girl, send me the template because
I think I saved the template in a Google Doc or something.
You know what though? I did have a list one time that was kind of like
mm-hmm.
It wasn't as detailed, but it was kind of like back in the day in Facebook there used to be like a 50 questions list, but it would just be like what's your name, what's your zodiac symbol, what's your age.
I had to I didn't add zodiac, I had the MBTI whatever thing because it didn't have it for that. But yeah,
I haven't taken that test because like it sounds daunting.
Really should.
I've done the Enneagram one, but I've never done the, the MBTI one is more universal than the Enneagram.
That's why I decided to add it to the list because it's more universal.
Yeah, but I don't know why it's so daunting to think about answering those kind of, and it's again because I struggle to reflect on myself.
It takes a little while to do it too.
Yeah, like, I just,
but it's daunting. Useful because I've done it in the high school ones and then I did it again like this year and I think my answer was the exact same. I'm like, yeah,
quizzes like that, and I've said this to you before, quizzes like that that make you like answer questions about yourself that are going to determine your personality type. I'm always like, I have to be super aware to not answer the questions in my ideal way, like how would I answer this question based on how I really am, or am I actually answering this question based on how I want to be, like I struggle with that sometimes. But anyway, it's your turn to ask a question.
Oh, true. Okay. In a fantasy story, what kind of creature would you be if not human? If I need to pick another one, I will. But this is the first one my eyes landed on.
In a fantasy story,
what kind of creature would you be if not human?
Is there like a word bank here? Because honestly... What kind of creature would you be? I'd be some kind of... I mean, this feels really broad again, like because I just don't... I like fantasy, but I don't... I'm not like super versed in fantasy stuff. Honestly, so I would say I'm some kind of fae because like I would want to be magical.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whimsy of it all. Not that all fae are good and whimsical. No, some of them are just evil and nasty. So I would be some kind of like good... magical, whimsical, fairy.
Do you think you look more humanoid or less human?
Well, I wouldn't really care, I guess. But if I had to like design myself right now, I would be more human.
Yeah, I always go for like the mage characters when it comes to fantasy themes because I just feel like that would just be me. I would be some sort of healer or magic user. So I would probably be a creature that is like innately connected to magic or nature. So probably some sort of sprite, some sort of fae. I don't know why I imagine myself as being like a really small one. Like
that's cute.
Like I'm trying to. I feel like self isn't correct.
What's the Ghibli movie? Arrietty.
Oh my gosh, Secret World of Arrietty. I love that movie. Actually, maybe I'd be a sylph. It's a mythical fairy-like air spirit.
Let me see.
Here's some depictions. They're probably like not one correct way to depict it though, but I feel like I would be some sort of really thin, like
wispy.
You only see them if you look close enough type thing. And I'm just minding my own business, playing in flowers, like drifting on the breeze. I just want to like have no problems.
I'd be some kind of I don't know. Definitely. I guess since the question says, if not human, I guess saying that I would be a human like Faye is cheating.
Oh, no. Spilling water. No, not really, though. Because some of them probably purposefully look human to blend in or something.
There we go. That's my cop out.
Okay.
What are your favorite apps?
Favorite apps? Oh, well, the ones I frequent.
Yeah, that was when I thought about this question. I was like, I don't have favorites, but I have frequents. So they would be my answer.
It would be like the two games I play all the time, Disney Twisted Wonderland and Tears of Themis. I go on YouTube the most out of social media apps. It's probably tied with Twitter and YouTube, but I spend more time on YouTube, actually. You know, YouTube's the most. I mostly just doom scroll on Twitter and like a bunch of art and stuff, or like read people's threads. But I probably would say YouTube, just because I spend the most time there. And that was the first thing online I interacted with when I was a kid, pretty sure. Like when I made my Gmail.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned in another episode, the elementary one, we talked with friends through email, but I wasn't always on the email. So I'm pretty sure YouTube was like over my real first deep dive into the internet, and I just never left, I suppose.
So let's do five. So you got YouTube, Tears of Themis, Twisted Wonderland, Twitter. Yeah, so one more. And if you don't have one, that's fine.
App. Well, let me just go on my phone screen. Oh my God, Spotify.
That's going to be amazing.
I can't not say Spotify, but also, no, we're going to say Spotify because I'm a playlist girly. I am in the process of making a lot of playlists because I don't have as many as I want. But
we talked about that.
Yeah, I think of a theme, I'm like, oh my gosh, even if it's only like four songs, it might fit it in the moment. I just make the playlist and title it and have fun with it. So I will probably have to say Spotify because I have a lot of fun on that app, just curating stuff and just like letting it do the shuffle option where you can put your songs on shuffle, but it like,
oh yeah, I think it's smart shuffle. Literally.
Yeah. Like it intermingles some songs you might not know, or you just like let a song play when you search it. And then after that, there's no other queued up songs. So it just plays whatever it feels like you might like, or songs that you do like that's similar. It does that. And sometimes I just let it go. And I'm like, you know what? Let's find some new music today. So
I never do that.
I've done that a lot. And then I've added songs to my likes because of it. So I'm like, you know, It'd be on the right track sometimes. So yeah, those are my five.
If you have more, if you need to say more because they're genuinely your favorite.
Well, I won't say favorite, but I really like this app and you know this app. Recently, because of Twitter, I found, how do I enunciate it like that? Because of Twitter, I found this app called Habitica, and it basically gamifies your to-do lists. It is a way to try to encourage you to do things and not push them off because your in-app character's HP, their life, lies in your tasks that you have to do. And if you don't do them, then they take a hit of health and it's you know, it's bad for the character. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want her to die. So I have to do my tasks. And it's formatted like an RPG type game. And you can buy like items for the characters. You can get like pets and hatch the pets and feed them. And I'm like, my first pet was a zombie wolf because that was the only potion I had to hatch the egg. And I'm like, but I really want to see what this animal looks like. So I guess I do the zombie. It's grown on me. I love my zombie wolf.
The way they just make
they make a little hop, like the animation just hops.
I might have to screen record it and just like it's so cute, man.
You can also form parties. So like if you like in video games, when you play with other people, well, I guess it depends on the style of the game, but you can form parties, which is a group of people that you play with, and each person might have a different level of skill to better balance out the party. So the same night I downloaded it, you downloaded it, right? Because I was talking about it and I was excited. You were like, let's check it out. So I eventually just started a party and I added you to it. We haven't done any quests yet, but basically the quests can like give you more points and stuff. We haven't done it yet, so I don't know. But yeah, that app has been really interesting to me, and it's making me like not feel as like executive dysfunction. Like I'm like, oh my God, I have to do it for the sake of this character that doesn't exist in real life, but like, you know, she doesn't deserve to die because I didn't do my task for the week. So let's get this bread. And then I do them and I see the life bar go up and I'm like, all is good. So yeah, it's actually kind of
very helpful when you're being held accountable.
Yeah, it's an accountability thing, but as long as you're honest, because if you lie, if you fall into the habit of just saying like, oh yeah, I did this just because you don't want to take damage, which I have done.
I have not yet.
But I've done it like twice only because my HP was really low and I didn't want to mess around and find out. So I was like, I mean, this is such a minor task. Let's just say I did it, but I'll definitely do it tomorrow. And I was honest. I did do it the next day. But yeah, that's my honorable mention favorite app. It's not my favorite, but I like it. What about you?
Okay. This is not in any particular order. One is Facebook. Because I think I spend the most time on there just scrolling. Like, mm-hmm. I don't post that much, but I'd be scrolling. So Facebook, Spotify. I'm not on YouTube as much as, like, I have been before. But, like, YouTube has always got to be on the list because everybody just needs YouTube. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. So that's, what, three?
Yes.
Favorite apps. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to leave this at five just because like frequent and favorite are kind of like intermingle. So yeah, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, but honestly, I'm going to take YouTube off for now because that might be honorable just because, again, I don't spend as much time on there. I lied. Never mind. I'm putting it on there because yes. Homescapes, because that's the only game I play. And I was on the run of a lifetime in like September playing that game. And then after my little run ended, I kind of fell off with it for a while. Like I was doing other stuff anyway. I kind of got busy and I just didn't feel like opening the app. So I took kind of a break. And then lately I've been like playing it a little bit more again, but like it's just a simple little game for like if I used to play it in the like play the game while I had a podcast going. But I don't listen to podcasts anymore like I used to during the pandemic. Wow, that makes me sound so like, I only do our podcast. I don't watch other. No, it's not even like that because I don't listen to ours besides when I'm editing. Anyway. so I just play Homescapes is a little, just a little absent-minded little. I don't have to think too much when I play it. I can play it while I'm zoning out and daydreaming and stuff. Just match my little pieces, whatever. So Homescapes. That's four, right? And then five. I mean, I'd be on Instagram, but like, I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram. So I really feel like I can't count that as like one of my favorite apps. Tumblr though, I feel like Tumblr should be mentioned here because, I took a long time away from Tumblr, but that has always been like a good app for me.
Might as well just go ahead and download the app at this point. I've just been going on the browser.
But I still open that up every now and then because of the wrestling side of Tumblr. And just Tumblr in general, you just find some good content on there. Like it yeah. always will have its like weird sides, but I think so many people have loved Tumblr over the years that like a lot of the weirdos that were on my dash back in the day or like the questionable content is just gone. So like I get on there, I scroll for like 3 minutes, I laugh and I leave. Like I reblog like three things and then I leave. Or if I'm there for something specific, it's because I know like I see something in wrestling. I'm like, well, I know Tumblr's about to be talking about this. So I go on there and I'm not disappointed. So yeah, Facebook, Tumblr, Homescapes, YouTube, Spotify. And then, like, I don't know if you really count, like, your just phone's messenger because, like, you text people or whatever. I mean, it's not a favorite app, but it's frequent.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is this a favorite app?
It's
right?
a favorite. So, like, it's just a frequent one.
Another honorable mention for me is my Notes app.
Oh, my God. No, shout out to my... I love my Notes app. That is one of my favorite apps.
Ride or Die okay, app, yes. My Notes app, and not a specific Notes app because the one I use for a long time is like no longer on the App Store. So when I got a new phone, I don't think it transferred over because it just wasn't in my list of apps. I was actually really sad because I think it was called like Simply Note pad or something, but it's the GOAT. Like the notes app in general, because I have this ongoing list of quotes that I've been doing since like 2017, and it goes straight into the notes app. So it is an archive of golden content in my notes app. When I have a dream that I want to type out, I go straight to the notes app. If I have a random miscellaneous thought, I go straight to the notes app.
Yeah, you're right.
It is a library in there. So shout out.
I don't know if you clear your apps, like when you hit the three lines and you like swipe away apps. I do, but I always leave up my default messenger. Well, it's like Google Messenger. I think the default one would be Samsung, but I don't use that one. So like the Google messages, I always leave that open. I always leave my gallery open. I leave Facebook and Facebook Messenger open. And I don't know if I said notes, but I leave my notes. I think those are the ones that are always open. Because 9 out of 10, I'm probably opening one of those. So, but the other ones I usually close because like my poor phone, I never turn my phone off. So like it'd be working, but yeah. Whose turn is it anyway? You asked the favorite question. I asked favorite apps. So okay. It's on you.
I keep looking at this one question, but I honestly don't know how I would answer it. So I feel like it would be unfair if I asked you, because then you'll be like, what about you? And I'm like,
you think I would have an answer for it?
I don't know. Maybe.
No, probably not.
What's a totally random and useless fact that you know?
See, this is what I mean by I can't reflect, because I'm like, bruh, I don't know what I know. And I don't even remember if this is true or if I like downloaded this information and it was just like false information from the start. But a kiwi, the bird, they lay eggs that are like almost the same size as them, like, which I don't know how it's possible. But I remember reading. Let me fact check myself right now. I think it's because they're such tiny birds. Or are they? Kiwi.
I don't think they're particularly huge.
Yeah, we're about to fact check this on the spot. So a kiwi egg is very large compared to the size of its body. And I think that's the fact, is that kiwi eggs are six times bigger than other birds of the same size. So in humans, a baby at full term is 5% of its mother's body weight. By comparison, the kiwi egg takes up about 20% of the mother's body. And kiwis are also known for being very reproducive.
Oh.
But yeah, their eggs compared to their body size, what do? They just be cute. I don't know. They be running around. Like, I don't know. Like, some people have night vision cameras or whatever in their yards, and they catch kiwi activity, and they just seem so fascinating. Like, they just live in their little lives, sure, man, with no wings.
I know.
And like really long little skinny beaks. But
did the bird named kiwi or the fruit named kiwi come first?
The bird.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the bird. So
was
people,
the fruit named after it because it kind of looked like the bird because it's furry?
Yeah. It's brown and fuzzy, just like the kiwi bird.
I see.
And then the kiwi people, like the people of New Zealand are called kiwis, the way that like Australians are Aussies and Americans are Americans. and English people are, you get it. Anyway, I'm pretty sure the kiwi is a national bird of New Zealand, and they just resonate with this bird so much that they're like, yeah, we're kiwi. That's just it. That's the comparison. But yeah, they have really big eggs in comparison to their body size and other birds their size. So that's my useless fact, because I don't know why I know that. I don't remember why I know that, but that has stuck with me. Like, oh my gosh, like, look at this. Like, how do you lay it is my thing. Like, that is a C-section right there. Like, I don't know how y'all
I kind of don't want to expand on that knowledge, so I think the video of it would like traumatize me.
But they're cute though. They are so cute.
Mm.
You don't think they're cute, or
no,
you're just
no,
looking
no.
at this
I'm
egg?
I'm still looking at the skeleton. I'm like, how does that work?
I don't know.
I'm a little.
And y'all do that multiple times. Y'all kind of crazy. But anyway, do you have one?
Kind of. I had to like look it up because I forgot the actual word. I have like maybe two. So one of them is that the word for when someone has difficulty pronouncing the letter R is eroticism.
And oh, eroticism?
Eroticism.
Oh, just wow. They made it start with an R.
Disrespectful. Like, why would you do that?
It's the same as lisp. Like, a lisp and then having SP is like...
Literally. And the one I thought of first, because I thought of this one and another one, but I actually have no idea how to pronounce it. So I just didn't say it. But is the fear of long words. I'll put it on the screen. It is the longest word ever. Like, it is obnoxiously long.
We've been petty since the beginning.
It's so petty. And apparently it comes from a Latin term that means long word. Okay, y'all know goodness well that Latin term was not like 50 letters long. Like, that's so rude for no reason. Like, is this some sort of weird exposure therapy? Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
And the second one that I kind of know is that when... I'm pretty sure a lot of animals do this, actually. It's another animal fact. But
dang, I guess.
Specifically eels. Thank you, Twisted Wonderland, for sliding this into their lore and making me question everything and look it up. Because I was like, what do you mean he ate his family? But when eels lay eggs, they're the type of animals that they lay the eggs and it like immediately is like, oh, you're an enemy, you're an op. So they like kill them. And I guess whichever egg survives, but like they're known to like eat their own eggs. And I was like, And the fact that they lay like hundreds or thousands of eggs one time is kind of crazy too. So like they just like lay them and then just like immediately get like red eye, like alarm bells ringing. And they just like, okay. Yeah. So
that is very odd.
It is. And it was like,
but I guess a lot of, like, fish have this behavior, I guess.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of like a marine animal thing, I believe.
What's wrong with y'all?
I was doing, like, the eyebrow rock meme, like, what in the game? They were just casually talking about, like, oh, do you have any siblings? Like, other siblings or family members? And it's two characters that are based on the eels from Little Mermaid, so they're twins. And they were like, oh, yeah, at present, our family has, like, it's me, my brother, and then our parents, and then, like, a grandparent or something. And they were like, the other cast was like, you're at present? Like, currently? What do you mean? And they just smiled. And I'm like, excuse me? And then there was another part where one of the brothers said, I'm glad I chose you, to the other brother. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? Were you the one that ate them? Because that's crazy. You know, that one, the jury's still out for that one because we don't really know. But yeah, that's my fact.
Man.
Yeah, man.
the horse. Oh my god, we spent too much time online. Oh my god. Let's see.
Chronic.
So this will be a quick one, but I just want to ask it. Okay. I know you don't really drink this at all, but I'm still ask, what is your boba / tea order? Like,
okay. Yeah, I don't like the texture of tapioca pearls, so I don't really drink boba. But if I were to order tea somewhere, I would probably get either chai or see, the thing is, I don't order tea. I just like have tea bags in the cabinet. Exactly. And I'm trying to think of like what tea places would have, unless if you're not like a specific tea place, like if you're just a cafe that you have like coffees, fountain drinks, all of that, like what's the base tea?
Black, green, Earl Grey, jasmine, chai.
I would say
like some kind of lavender, somebody.
A hot chai. I like hot teas. I prefer hot teas over cold. So I would probably say like a hot chai latte. I love me a latte. I like sweet flavor.
You love it a latte? Oh no, I'm not a punny person. That just came out.
Yeah, that'll probably be mine.
Well, for me, I do like boba. I didn't like it from the start. I didn't like the tapioca either, but when I went to Korea, I didn't know how to ask for boba without
hurriedly googled the pearls. To say no tapioca in Korean.
So I was just getting boba with the pearls, and I got used to it, and eventually I started to like it. So my go-to boba order is usually a winter melon milk tea with the pearls, and occasionally, Girl, so I thought the same thing because I never heard of winter melon until I started drinking boba. But it's a real thing. It's a Chinese melon, I think. They don't just sell it in regular old grocery stores. You can get it from an international market, but not even all international markets. But yeah, it's mostly just like a
wax gourd. Is that the same thing?
I guess. Yeah, because that's what it looks like.
Interesting.
But yeah, winter melon milk tea with the pearls and occasionally with Oreo toppings if the place has it. Or I'll get some kind of so that's normally at any boba place, they always have winter melon. So I'll get that, whether it's a black tea or a green tea. And I think I prefer black tea, the black tea winter melon and not the green tea, but it's all right. But anyway, if I'm at a specific place, Kung Fu Tea, then I either get a winter melon one or I get the Oreo Milk Strike, which is just, I think it's black milk tea with Oreos and tapioca in it, and they use like a non-dairy milk, and it's banging. So those are my go-to orders for boba. And then like regular tea, like you said, I don't really get tea when I'm out, but I love me some Earl Grey, so I think Earl Grey is my go-to tea in general. But yeah, what's next for you?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, I said that one was probably gonna be quick, but I just wanted to ask it. I just wanted to talk about winter melon. Shout out winter melon.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of winter melon before, so it looks like a cucumber.
It kind of does when you cut it open, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we low-key talked about something similar to this in the first episode, but this can also be a quick one. Flight or invisibility?
I don't think we did.
Okay. I think it was just like, what superpower would you want to have or something? And I think we just went through like basic ones. I don't remember that at all. We've talked about it before.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying we didn't.
I don't know if it was an episode. I can't remember what I did yesterday. So
what is it? Flight or invisibility?
Yeah.
I mean, flight. Just because that would just be a lot more useful for me. Like, I mean, invisibility, it could be useful, but like for me as a person, I would rather just fly. So I can
I've get had places. Dreams where like both was a thing, but usually my flight in dreams is really just a really long leap. Like I'm not actually just like levitating. It's either a really long jump and I kind of just stay suspended in the air, or I have to like swim through the air kind of. So it's very laborious. It's very taxing. It's just like you got to put a lot of energy to just like keep pushing forward. So for some reason, I can't just go like this and just fly. Like it doesn't work that way in my dreams. But invisibility, I've had that a couple times, and apparently it was successful in a dream because like I was right in front of the enemy and they didn't do nothing. But there was one that I remember and I'm like, lore? Because I think it was like building off of another dream I had before. And oh, I kind of rhyme. And I could only stay invisible if I held my breath. And I was like,
oh no. I guess how long can
I
hold
my wait? I feel like there's a character in My Hero Academia, which that's part of his quirk. I can't actually remember. Sorry, I have to find out right now. I'm pretty sure that's a thing though, and that's funny because I had this dream way before I ever watched this anime. Actually, I'll just find it later and just put it in the notes. But yeah, I was like in the walls, like literally just, I had to hide immediately. So I was like, and I just stayed in the walls, and it was like a conversation I wasn't supposed to be listening to.
Ooh.
Like, and because the people they didn't know I was there. So I was like, ooh, this is some gossip that I probably shouldn't know, but now I know. But I couldn't, there was no other way of me escaping the situation. And I was quickly losing breath. And I'm like, y'all need to leave. I'm about to expose myself. And like, what happens if you start breathing, but you're still in a wall?
Yeah, because honestly, invisibility does not mean that you can go through stuff by default. Yeah, I wouldn't say so.
In my dreams, that's usually the case. Like I can phase through things, but that's not necessarily the default. It's just that you're just not visible. So you still like follow the same laws of gravity and stuff as everything else. But I did quite enjoy the invisibility in the dream still, because it's kind of like flight in a way. You're just on the ground. Like I can just go through things, and it was just like really convenient to just like get out of scenarios or like go from one place to another by just like going straight. Like there's no streets I got to turn down. I can just go straight through the map and I'm done. So I don't know.
If I had invisibility, I would probably use it. Like the only situation that comes to mind, well, it's not the only time I'd ever use it, but the one that comes to mind is that I would always be front row at a wrestling show. Like I would always be like in the space, in the standing room space, and nobody could ever get me.
I feel like I would pick fight still though, like despite everything I just said about visibility, because
fight would just be more useful for me.
Yeah, like there's no, like we said, I don't know what the rules of the invisibility would be. So if I'm just simply like, I'm just gone, but I can't like phase through things. I kind of want to phase through the wall. Like if I can't do all that.
What is that? Like the ability to go through things. What is that power called? Like phasing through. Phasing through things. Power.
I was actually going to say intangibility or phasing or permeability or something. And it is a part of invisibility depending on what the story is. So it's interesting, it has its own superpower.
Intangibility. Yep. That was your question, flight or invisibility. Yeah. So we have time for a couple more. Like maybe we can get through four depending on how we answer them. One more each. Well, actually, I don't know how it will even out, like, but...
Just go ahead.
Let's see. This one doesn't have to be deep, but it is kind of a deep question. What is your dream job? Or maybe what was your dream job as a kid or something? Like, however you want to answer it. But the question is, what is your dream job?
As a kid, I cycled through jobs, ideas for every like, month, so...
As kids do.
Yeah. So in middle school on up, my dream job was to basically be like a comic book artist, but not in like the, I think I kind of wanted to blend together a couple different styles because I never really read like Western comics. I read more like Korean or Japanese comics, if you manga, manhwa, whatever you want to call them. But I was always interested in the arts of storytelling through visual media. And I just like writing stories and like coming up with stories and characters. So I was like, if I could like do this forever and make money off of it, I would love to. But then I got older and was like researching, you know, how much yearly do authors make or how much blah, 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 blah. And it's like nothing. So I was like, you know, this isn't really realistic to be the soul unless you make it big. Like if I'm on like the front cover of Webtoon and they, I don't know how they get paid. I'm sure they get some sort of payment. But if you don't make it big, if you're not a bestseller, then you really can't live off of it. And I was like, well, that's all I want to do. So like what, I'm not even going to try to make that the job. So low key, that's still one of my dreams. Can you have more than one dream job?
You can have whatever you want. Okay, in this life.
That's still like, as far as want to do something thinking like that because I have a lot of fun doing it. But I guess I'm currently, and it's so funny because I literally just graduated and got this degree, and I'm like, it always comes back to anime with me. Oh my god, I'm so predictable. I started playing this game in 2020 after school and the world shut down. And I was like, this is wild. But it was like a theater game. And I got really, it re-sparked my interest in theater because I kind of liked it in high school, like my art group. And I think it was certain honor societies, like the English Honor Society. No, it was an honor society that joined us. But we would go see operas and like some plays every now and then. Oh, the Foreign Language Honor Society, because they would usually be like Italian or something. And we would get out of school for a couple hours and go see this opera at the opera house. And it was really fun. And I don't know if most of the people just wanted to get out of school, but I was like, I love the costumes. I love the set. I love, even though I can't really tell what you're saying, but they have subtitles at the top. So I'm like reading the subtitles.
Oh, nice.
But they're just telling the story mostly through the body language and like the props and stuff. So that probably started my interest in stage production. But then in college, I played that game. And then in college, I would go and like look at all the student plays, the ones I could catch. And then when you were in college, you would invite us sometimes to go see the plays. And I was like, this is really cool from an audience perspective, but I also just really like how they build a whole world using, sometimes it's very little, sometimes it's a whole grand stage, but like, I just like how you could tell stories that way. Mm-hmm. So probably my current dream like project would be set design for like, whether it's stage theater or it's like film, I don't know, but art history research can go into that. And I also really like art history. So just researching different like furniture periods and like how to make it period accurate, that type of thing, or whether it's set in reality or not, I think it'll be really fun and cool. And it kind of would bridge both of my, you know, more realistic, what I got my degree for with like storytelling and whimsy and fun. So that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And you could probably make a lot more bread from that than, you know, making a comic and putting it online and hoping people like it enough to make it on front page webtoon. So, yeah, I think I would say that. That's probably my most honest answer.
Wow.
Maybe one day, you know, and then if I do something like that and I make some sort of like art daily, what is it called? Art daily news article, and they're like such and such project featuring, I'm about to lost myself, featuring this designer, I'm going to be like, I'd like to thank A3. The hit game A3 is really not a hit game because it got shut down in the English version like 2 years ago. But
R.I.P.
A3. I still have, when you asked about the favorite apps thing, I still have the app on my phone.
You still have the ghost of that.
The ghost, the corpse, but it's the first app in my fun folder, and I will never let her go. She will always be here as long as my phone allows it. I will not delete this app because it's a reminder of better times. I love that game so much. Anyway, that's my answer. Do you have a dream job?
When I was in elementary, like, I always remember this. In third grade, this was actually something I was going to bring up in our elementary school episode, but, like, obviously I can't bring up every single thing because it would be
3 hours.
Yeah, so there was in third grade, in my elementary school, and I'm sure many other people's, they would have, like, student of the month. And in third grade, I was student of the month one time, and they had...
I think I know where this is going.
They had an assembly where your parents could come and they honor you or whatever. And they had this little thing they filled out, like, this is the student's name, this is what grade they're in, this is what their dream job is, or like their future career, whatever.
You can do that with me.
Well,
I remember this.
So
they love us.
our parents had to work. They couldn't make it to it, but my grandma could. So my grandma came and I embarrassed her. Like, I just remember her being so embarrassed. But mind you, I'm in third grade. Like, kids are probably like, I want to be a firefighter, I want to be a singer, whatever. Like, mine wasn't so embarrassing, but I said I wanted to be a WWE diva. Yeah. Like, my dream job was to be a wrestler. And, you know, back then, the women were not, they didn't have the same opportunities and stuff that the women have in wrestling now. So they were still doing bra and panties matches. They were still just managers. If they did have a match, like, it just wasn't good. Like, they weren't supposed to be wrestlers back then. So I don't know if it was just the name WWE Diva that embarrassed her, or like, I was such a smart kid, I made student of the month and I want to go and be a wrestler. Like, yeah, I just remember her being so embarrassed. But that was my dream job. And then I got diagnosed with scoliosis when I was in the fourth grade. And then, like, the kind I had, it wasn't bad, but my hips were uneven. So one of my legs was longer than the other. So I had surgery in fifth grade to kind of correct that issue. And I kind of never came back from that. Like, it didn't, like, ruin my life or anything, but the physical therapy and stuff after that, like, I just became really lazy and inactive. And I would always blame it on, like, oh, my knee surgery, my knee this, my knee that. So definitely not with that mindset, I was never going to be a wrestler. But in high school, I got like a renewed sense of, oh my God, I want to do this, because there was a school in the area and they let you do one class, one training class for free. And me and my best friend at the time, we were watching WWE's Total Divas, their reality show or whatever. And we were seeing the behind the scenes stuff, and we were like, oh my God, we want to do this. So we were like, we even emailed the school and everything. Like, we were going to do it.
Wow.
And it fell through, and the school also doesn't exist anymore. So like, I don't know if maybe this is just a good sign, whatever, but like, we never went through with it, but it was definitely my dream job to be a wrestler. And then even now, if I had the opportunity to be involved with wrestling in any other way other than the physicality of it, like if I could be a manager, like I even considered refereeing, but I don't think refereeing is for me either. I couldn't do commentary because I'm not quick on my feet like that. If I could be a backstage interviewer, if I could, like, so my degree was, I kind of like pieced it together. It was basically like international communications, and my minor was Japanese. So it was kind of also a dream job to be a translator, whether it was over here or in Japan. Like, I had lofty dreams just because like, I really am not a disciplined person. So a lot of the things that I dream of doing, like, I don't know if I'll ever put in the work to do it. And that's like super, like, that's one thing that kind of kills me, but, like, hopefully one day I'll just get the like burst of motivation and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna fight for my dreams. I'm gonna like create a great future for myself. Like, I'm not just gonna be a bum forever, whatever. But anyway, so wrestler or something involved with wrestling, translator was a dream job. And then the one last one is that one day I want to run a tea shop. It was inspired, could be, it was inspired by my aunt who lives out of state. She has a tea shop, and she was like, you could like start a branch in your state. And I was like, yeah. But then I also kind of came up with my own independent thing, and like, I had a logo, I had a name, like I started a folder of all the kind of like, this is the kind of cabinets I would have in there. These are the kind of like dishes I would have. These are the kind of like containers I would keep the tea in. Like, I really brainstormed a lot of this. So like, one day, I think out of all three of those things, translation, wrestling, and tea shop, I'll definitely have a tea shop one day. Other two things, they might just remain dreams, but you know.
One thing I thought about while, we're getting to the wire here, oh my God, what was it? It was the thing. It sparked memory. When we were still taking swimming lessons, and you probably know the story, what was it with the YMCA or something?
I don't know.
Around the time you had your surgery. You know, you were like eight years old, surgery. We stopped getting the lessons because it was kind of like a package deal. Like, we both got the lessons at the same time, so you could...
Which was kind of messed up. Like, they should have let you keep going.
Low-key, I'm not saying that I'm salty, but I am I have a few grains of salt still remaining. Like, just a little bit. But I think this is one of our last lessons we had. They were trying to teach us little children how to float on a surface after like balling yourself in the ball. They were like, you know, imagine you're like this weightless little, I don't know, cotton ball, and just like float with the water on the surface. And we were like, okay. And I went to go hug my knees to ball myself, and I sank straight to the bottom.
Oh,
like I sank straight to the bottom. And I just remember, like, the visual is so comedic, but I just remember like still hugging my knees, sinking to the bottom of this pool, which looked so deep because I was like really little. It probably wasn't that deep, but it was really daunting. And I just looked up and I'm seeing everybody's like feet just bobbing. And I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to do this. So
you just, I like how you didn't panic. I like how you were like, this is what they said we're doing.
I don't remember
so.
Me panicking, but I also don't remember what happened after that. So who knows what happened? I don't think it was anything like up. I died or like almost died, like near death experience.
Well, clearly not.
Clearly not. Like, I'm just an apparition here. I'm just a figment of your imagination, actually.
No, because this whole time, what have people been seeing?
It's an Edie and Ortho scenario.
Anyway,
but yeah, I don't really remember how I got back up. I'm pretty sure the teacher eventually noticed me. She didn't immediately notice me, but I do remember them not immediately reacting because I sink like literally to the bottom. Like, I remember making contact with the bottom of the pool.
They thought you were going to float back
up. And I'm just like, hello? Anyone there, please? I think I can't hold my breath anymore.
Oh my God, I do not remember this at all.
That's like the only memory I have from any official swimming lesson. So
you do not have good memories with the water.
Yeah, I really don't. I have several water stories that just didn't. I mean, it ended fine because I'm clearly still here, but like the journey was traumatic. So yeah. From dream jobs to drowning.
Oh no, is that our title? Like,
I don't know, probably not.
Anyway, you got one you think we can end on, or do you want to end it on that?
What's a visual that haunts you to this day?
We've actually talked about this recently. I think that's the only reason why I can answer this question, because otherwise I would be like, oh, I don't freaking know. Because again, I don't know how to think. There was a character in a Courage the Cowardly Dog episode, which I really feel like you can pick any episode as an answer to this question. There was a character called Kitty, and she had this mask that to this day makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I don't know why it was so scary. I haven't pinpointed why it's so scary, but I'll put that on the screen. That mask, that's my answer. A visual that haunts me to this day, Kitty's mask.
A visual that haunts, the reason why I put this question on the list anyway was because...
Because I don't remember your answer, but...
So I'm going to have to, I don't even, I probably can find it pretty easily, actually. My search, my Google search history is going to be crazy, but...
Isn't it already? It already is.
But it's this edit of some random dude, but the... Whoever edited it, thank you, got the eyes, like, I guess they used a lasso tool around the eyes, and then flipped it vertically. So, it's like, instead of, like, you know, the human eyeball being, like, horizontal on your face, like, you know, like, parallel to your hairline and all that, your chin line, it was flipped, and I hate that image so much. I remember I could not look at it for longer than 2.8 seconds without, like, physically convulsing. I was like, this like, sends shocks to my core.
That should have been a Halloween episode.
That I never imagined it would, because I never thought I would see an image like this. But it was so oddly, like, real. Like, however they tweaked the editing, it just looked like some... I don't know.
I'm going to be so weak when we edit this and put that in. Like, I'm just...
I, like, just thinking about it, I'm like, I want to go. I hate that picture so much. And I don't even remember how I first found it. Like, if it was
on a YouTube video, just in the internet.
It was just on the internet.
Liable to see anything.
And I wish I could, like, you know, that was a terrible day to have eyeballs, because I wish I could unsee it.
No, not eyeballs. Like, it's too... That's a good point to leave it on too. You know, when we started this episode, we were like, you know, it's just gonna be a little, this might be a shorter episode.
It's literally like,
we just need to stop saying that, I guess. Like, I just need to accept that we're never gonna have a short episode. It is what it is. But, like, we do hope y'all enjoyed it. And what is my outro even? Like, I'm still suffering so weak that right I can't I'm so weak I can't get myself, like, together.
If I blink too long, the image comes to my brain.
Dang. I can't even apologize, because you asked the question. But anyway, remember to follow us on @RelatedNotePod on X, Twitter, Instagram, and you can search us wherever you listen to podcasts, on A Related Note. And I think that's it. I think that's how we end these things.
Until we up again.
Bye.